This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission calls political parties to point out errors found in closed list under the proportional representation system. Government launches Foreign National Management Information System to help travel security of foreign nationals visiting Nepal. Rasuagari checkpoint along Nepal-China border resumes. And several dozen people fear death with more than 100 others injured in a fire at a Swiss ski resort bar. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission is calling political parties that have submitted their closed list under the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5th to point out errors found in the list. After examining the submitted list and holding discussion with party representatives, the Commission has stated that it will formally notify the parties on the 4th of January to correct the identified shortcomings and resubmit the list. According to the Commission's assistant spokesperson Kul Bahadur Jishi, the review includes checking whether the submitted parties have properly complied with the inclusive group cluster requirements. Based on this review, the discussions are being held with the concerned party representatives. A total of 64 political parties submitted their closed list on the 28th and 29th of December. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Oral has said that the incumbent government has already stepped its preparations for elections, launching the Foreign National Management Information System, organized by the Department of Immigration in Kathmandu today. Minister Oral said that the government has expected necessary roles from the old stakeholders to conduct the election in a free and fair environment. He also expressed the confidence that the system, which was inaugurated today, aimed at helping the travel security of foreign nationals visiting Nepal, facilitating information flow, controlling potential crimes, and promoting tourism, would prove to be a milestone in the immigration information management system. Similarly, Director General of the Department, Ram Chandra Tiwari, stated that the system will make the entry, exit and stay of foreign nationals more effective according to immigration laws, strengthen personal security for visitors, facilitate search and rescue during disasters. The commission formed to probe issues related to the September 8th and 9th of Janji movement is to write the then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, summoning him for the clarification. Responding to a media query today, Commission Chair Gauri Bahadur Kharge said that preparations are on the way to seek clarification from Oli once the process of seeking clarification from then Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak is completed. Kharge's remarks came at the time when CPN UML chair and former Prime Minister Oli was publicly stating that he would not appear before the commission for clarification. Meanwhile, the Investigation Commission today lifted its prior decision to impose a travel ban on the then Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. Regarding the Janji movement, Lekhak had recorded his statement some days ago. The Rasuagari checkpoint along the Nepal-China border has resumed fully from today. According to Rasuwa's chief district officer Rajesh Panthi, operations at the checkpoint had come to a complete halt after a devastating flood in the Lendi River last July swept away the Nepal-China friendship bridge. The movement through the checkpoint resumed this morning following the construction of a 91-meter Bailey Bridge by the government of China. The vehicular movement has restarted via the newly installed bridge, which has a load capacity of 55 tons. 30% out of the prisoners who escaped from the Nagpur prison in Lalitpur during the Janji movement on the 9th of September are still out of contact. 1,280 prisoners convicted in various cases had escaped after the jailbreak incident at Nagpur prison. According to prison administration, so far 70% of them have voluntarily or through coordination with security agencies have returned to prison. Chief of Nagpur Prison, Dirgaraj Upadhyay, said that the search for escaped prisoners is ongoing. This news comes to you from Red Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet masak gardos.
Data voice SMS.
Sabai spartan dai paunos.
Nepal Telecom ko sahulyat dar ka package haru kharid garna *1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The religious and tourist district Mustang has seen a rise in foreign tourist arrivals, as reported by the National Trust for Nature Conservation, Annapurna Conservation Area Project Jomsom. There were 25,403 additional foreign tourists in 2025 compared to 2024. According to Rajesh Gupta, head of the project office, overall tourist arrival have increased by 18.71%. from the previous year, totaling 161,122 foreign tourist visitors from January to December 31st. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Several dozen people are thought to have died with more than 100 injured in a fire at a Swiss ski resort bar. According to the BBC, the fire started at around 1:30 local time at Le Constellation Bar in southwest Switzerland. The cause of the fire has not been confirmed, but officials have ruled out an attack. Some people in the bar think a birthday candle on the top of the champagne bottle set fire on the ceiling. Swiss authorities say that the victims are of several different nationalities. Many of those injured have severe burns, and the local intensive care unit is said to be full. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said a peace agreement to end the war with Russia is 90% ready in a New Year address that largely focused on resistance to Moscow's full-scale invasion. The BBC cited Zelensky as saying that the remaining 10% of the agreement to end the nearly 4 years of conflict would determine the fate of peace, the fate of Ukraine and Europe. In his one New Year speech, Russian President Vladimir Putin told his troops that they believe in their own victory. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces, along with the high hilly and mountainous regions of remaining province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission calls political parties to point out errors found in closed list under the proportional representation system. Government launches Foreign National Management Information System to help travel security of foreign nationals visiting Nepal. Rashtragadi's checkpoint along Nepal-China border resumes. And several dozen people feared dead in Moda and more than 100 others injured in a fire at a Swiss ski resort bar. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.